Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin, daf Mem Beis. This is for the benefit of all those on YU Torah. This is Alicia Graff filling in for Rabbi Leibowitz, who is currently winging his way to Florida. He'll be back the Monday after Pesach, so we will be learning together for the next 10 days. We left off, or Rabbi Leibowitz left off yesterday. We started the second parak of the Masechta, and we started with a discussion of shlichus, about the fact that a woman and a man could be either be mekadesh a woman or could accept kedushin from the man, either bo or ba ubishlucha ubishlucha. And we started searching in the Gemara for the source of shlichus. So you recall yesterday that the Gemara had circled around three potential sources for shlichus. One was kedushin, where we have this mishnah that talks about the man being mekadesh a woman either himself or with a shliach. The other was with respect to shchita, so it was in the area of kachim. And the third source was in the area of truma. And the Gemara yesterday went through why we needed all three, why we couldn't learn from one of them, why we couldn't learn from the two of them. So the Gemara today is going to start off by saying that the notion that we're learning shlichus from karbanos, the notion that we're learning shlichus from kachim, which apropos of today in a massive daf yomi coincidence, we'll learn more about it today, is all about the shechita of the karban pesach. That's only according to one man diyamar, who says that we actually learn from the pasuk of v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas yisrael that we're learning an inyan of shlichus. What if you don't learn that to mean shlichus? Then how do you find a source by Karban Pesach for Shlichus? So the Gemara will show us that there's another potential source as well in a pasuk that's written Legabe Karban Pesach to teach us that there is a concept of Shlichus by Karban Pesach and thus by Kachim. The Gemara then talks about a little bit Shlichus in the area of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, about how there were shluchim, the Nesiim for the Shvatim were shluchim in accepting various portions of Eretz Yisrael for all of their constituents. And the Gemara then is going to transition into a discussion of, well, the Nesiim, when they were accepting the portions of Eretz Yisrael on behalf of their constituents, it's sort of like an apotropos, it's sort of like an administrator accepting a portion of an estate for a katan who's not able to express a view, and whether after the fact the katan can overrule or the katan can void an act of the administrator. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to spend most of the time discussing a very interesting issue and the complex issue of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. That if the Gemara is going to try to reconcile two seemingly contradictory principles. The first of which is Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso, that if I appoint a shliach and the shliach does something on my behalf, it's as if I did the shlichus, as if I did the action rather. And the concept of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, meaning that if I appointed a shliach and directed him to do an Avera, and the shliach does in fact do the Avera, I'm not liable for the shliach's action, rather the shliach is liable for his own action on account of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. So the Gemara is going to delve into the various sources and reason behind why Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So again, we'll pick up on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom. And again, we had been discussing, just to get back into the conversation, the three-pronged source for Shlichus, one of which was our Mishnah by Kiddushei Isha, the other of which was by Shechitas Karban Pesach in the area of Kachim, and the third of which was in the area of Hafrashas Truma. And so says the Gemara, four lines up from the bottom, Hanicha, third word on the line. So Hanicha l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. This only works according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. What does it mean? This, the fact that we learn Shlichus from the Pasuk of Eshachatu Oso Kol Kal Adas Yisrael, which is written by Karban Pesach, that works only according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who darshens that Pasuk to teach me a din of Shlichus. Ela l'Rabbi Yonasan, demapik leila haikra l'drash achrina. But according to Rabbi Yonasan, who learns that Pasuk to teach me another halacha, be nolei. So how does he learn shlichus by shchitas karban pesach? So the Tanya, and where's Rav Yonah's son? Where do we have a record of Rav Yonah's son learning something else from this halacha? So the Gemara explains the Tanya. Rav Yonah's son Omer says Rav Yonah's son minayin shekol Yisrael kulan. How do you know that all of Klal Yisrael yotzin bepesach echad? That everybody was yotzei with that. Everybody in Klal Yisrael was yotzei with the shchita of one carbon pesach. Again, massive dafyomi coincidence here. Aner of Pesach, which is the day on which they used to celebrate the shechting of the carbon pesach. But how do we know that everybody was yotzei with one carbon pesach? Shenemar v'shachatu oso kol kal adas Yisrael bein arbayim. That it says v'shachatu oso. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, everybody in Klal Yisrael would shecht at Beinu Arbayim. Now, it wasn't true, obviously, that everybody in Klal Yisrael would shecht at Beinu Arbayim, because there were massive amounts of Jews and massive amounts of Karban Pesachs, and so it's impossible that they were all shecht at Beinu Arbayim. So says the Gemara, v'chi kol kahal kulan shochten. So was the entire kol really shechting the Karban Pesach, then Beinu Arbayim? V'alo eina shochet ela echad. There was only one person who was shechting a Karban Pesach at a time. Elamikan shekol Yisrael yotzim bepesach echad. So Elamai, from here we learn that the entire Klal Yisrael could be yotzei with a single Karban Pesach. So so if you look in Rashi says something. Rashi says something fascinating over here. The top Rashi on Membeis Amud Aleph says Afal Pi She'im Bo Kazayis L'Kol Echad. So Rashi's dealing with a fundamental issue. We know it teaches us in the Torah that everybody has to have a Kazayis of the Karban Pesach. Now, if everybody has to eat a Kazayis of the Karban Pesach, and an animal is only so big, and there are so many members of Klal Yisrael, it's impossible that everybody's going to get a Kazayis from that Karban. So how is everybody going to be Yotzei with Karban Pesach Echad? So Rashi says, because the kasavar achilas psachim lo ma'akva elas rikas dam lechuda. So Elamai, Rav Yonasan would have to say that the achilas karban pesach is not ma'akev at all in whether you yotze the karban pesach. The only thing you have to have is a shutfus in a karban, which is, or somebody doing it on your behalf in a karban where you are going to be yotze the zrika. So Rav Yonasan has a shocking shita that you don't have to actually eat the karban pesach in order to be yotze. It's not ma'akev. What's ma'akev is only the zrika. So where we are in the Gemara right now, again, four lines down on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara wants to say, so Rav Yonasan doesn't learn the pasuk of v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael bein arbayim to teach me a din of shlichas. It comes to teach me a halacha that everybody in Klal Yisrael is going to be yotzei with a single Pesach. So the Gemara says, come on, you can't pull the wool over my eyes. So shliach b'kachim minale. How do I know then a din shlichas by kachim? So says the Gemara, minay. What do you mean? What you just taught me was a halacha of v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael, that everybody in Klal Yisrael is yotze with the shchita of a single Karban Pesach. How do you think that works? Obviously, it works midin shlichus, and everybody in Klal Yisrael is designating the one person who's shechting the Karban Pesach to be their shaliach. So this is how we learn it. The Rishonim deal with another issue, which seems to be a little bit less important. But in any event, we learn that the Karban Pesach has to be shechted in three different groups, and we learn that because it says Kahal Adas Yisrael. So there's Kahal, there's Eda, and there is Yisrael. So if that's the case, how could really all of Klal Yisrael be yotze with Pesach Echad? In that case, we wouldn't have three kitos of Klal Yisrael shechting the Karban Pesach. So they explain that it has to be that din is not likuva, that din is not ma'akev anything, it's only stam a lechatchila that there be three kitos shechting the Karban Pesach, but b'di'eved, you would be able to be yotze with all of Klal Yisrael with one Pesach, even if there were not three kitos throughout the afternoon. But says the Gemara, so where the Gemara is now, is that we in fact do learn out shlichas from this pasuk, because how else do you think everybody is yotze with only one shchitas Karban Pesach? So says the Gemara, well, maybe it's not midin shlichas, but dil mashani yasam disle shutfus begavayu. Maybe over there by Karban Pesach, it's different because it's not working midin shlichas. Maybe every single member of Klal Yisrael has a din of a shutaf in that Karban, and it's not working midin shlichas, it's working because legabe everybody in Klal Yisrael, it has a din of my own Karban. It's got a din of his own Karban. So says the Gemara, Ela Mehacha. You're right. We can't learn out shlichus per se from that pasuk of a shachatu oso, but we learn it out from the following pasuk by Karban Pesach. The yikru lahem ish selabes avos selabayis. It also says that everybody should take, ish, a person should take selabes avos, one seh per household, for family, selabayis, a seh per household. Vidilma hasam nami disle shutfis. As the Gemara says, well, over there, what we see someone, a representative, shechting the Karban Pesach on behalf of other people. But just like you told me by Vishachatu oso kol kaladas Yisrael, maybe it wasn't telling me a din of shlichus, maybe it was telling me a din of shutfus. Also over here, maybe it's not telling me a din of shlichus, maybe it's telling me a din of shutfus. Same cane, shrei kroi lameli. So says the Gemara, well, in that case, if this is also a din of shutfus, why would I need two sources to tell me that one person can shecht the Karban Pesach on behalf of other people who are shutfim in that Karban? We don't need this. We don't need two sources to teach me the same halacha. And therefore, imenu inyan lehecha de shayich, teneu inyan lehecha de lo shayich. And therefore, if there is no need to teach me the same din twice in the same exact din twice, maybe one of these sources teaches me a slightly different din. In other words, we know that we don't need to teach me the same halacha twice legabe shutfus. So maybe only one of these situations is describing a case of shutfus, and the other situation is describing a case of pure shlichus, where even though not everybody is a shutuf in the karban, still a person midin shlichus can shecht on behalf of other people. So it says, so if you look in this top tosfos over here, so the top tosfos says vim tomar. About halfway down, so Frek Tosfos Amaylo Dachi LaEl Nami Tahid Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha Myri Disle Shutfis Begavei Kedamar Hacha. So the question is, why don't we answer that this is also talking about a case of Shutfis? And he says V'yesh Lomar De Rav Yonas and De Mapik Mahaykra De Kol Yisrael Yotzim A Pesach Echa De Ksavra Achilas Psachim Loma Akva Im Kain Haide Kamar Echad Shochet Lekulam Myri Disle Shutfis Begabei, the Habahachi Kramairi, Aval Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, the Amar, the Kol Yisrael, Ein Yotzim Pesach Echad, Lafishet Sarech, the Kol Yisrael, the Kol Echad Yochal Kazayis, Im Kain, Hai Vishachatu also, Kol Kaladas Yisrael, Rotzalomar, the Echad Shoche Psachim Harbe, the Mechad Pesach, Leka, Lekol Echad Kazayis, Vimke, Mapik Shaper, the Echad, the Leka Shutfis, the Matsi Shachet. So basically, what Tosfos is saying is that if you don't buy the fact that the halacha b'shachatu oso kol kala das Yisrael is teaching me that everybody could be yotze with Pesach Echad, and we know also that one person was shechting the Karban Pesach for everybody, then memela it's got to be that somebody was making him a shutva, that somebody was making him a shliach, because it can't be that everybody had a shutfas in every Karban that this guy was shechting. So if you hold that achilas kezayis of a Karban Pesach is ma'akev, says Tosfos, it has to be that one of these cases is teaching me a din of shlichas and not a din of shutfas. So where the Gemara is as of right now, again, is that one of these psukim of Vishachatu oso teaches me a din of shutfus, V'yichulam ish selabes avos teaches me a din of shlichus. So that's how Rav Yonasan would know shlichus by Karban Pesach. So says the Gemara, but Rav Yonasan needs that pasuk for something else. Hamibayle lichad Rav Yitzchak, but we need this din to teach me the din of Rav Yitzchak. The Amar Rav Yitzchak ish zoche, that a man can be zoche, an adult can be zoche, v'lo a katan zoche. But a katan cannot be zoche. That a katan cannot be zoche in something. So says the Gemara, hahu me ish lefi achlo nafka. That we learn from the pasuk of ish lefi achlo. We don't need the pasuk of ish selabes avo selabayis to teach me this din that only an ish is zoche and not a katan is zoche. Tosfos is bothered why we need a pasuk to tell me that a katan is not zoche at all if we know the halacha already that ain yad lekatan, that if a katan doesn't have a yad to be zoche something, why do we need a special limud and a special pasuk by Karban Pesach to teach me that a katan is not going to be zoche? And Tosfos answers, well, Karban Pesach I might think is different because because the pasuk specifically by Korban Pesach refers to a sela bayis. So who's the bayis? Who's the household? The household is the guy and his wife and his kids. So because the pasuk explicitly tells me that the Pesach is being shechted on behalf of the kids, I might think that the katan has a yad, that the katan has a zechi and the Korban Pesach. Kamash Mulan, the pasuk tells me not. So says the Gemara, we need the pasuk of ish sela beis avo sela bayis not to teach me a din of shlichas, but rather the din that you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach even for an individual. So savar la k'deman diyamar ein shochten es haPesach ala yachid, because Rav Yonasan would hold like the man diyamar who says that you're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach for an individual, rather you're only allowed to shech the Korban Pesach for a group. So when the dust settles over here, what we have is the first man diyamar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha yesterday learned the shlichus by Korban Pesach from the pasuk of Ashachat Uoso Kol Kal Yisrael. We said, I, Rav Yonasan, who doesn't learn shlichus from that pasuk, but is rather telling me a din of shutfas from that pasuk, how does he learn out shlichus by Korban Pesach? The Gemara answers that he learns it out from the pasuk of Ish Sela Beis Avo Sela Bayis. I, don't we need that halacha to teach me other things, like that the katan can't be zocha? No, I learned that out from somewhere else. Don't I need that pasuk to teach me that I could shech the Korban Pesach even for an individual? No, Rav Yonasan says you can't shech the Korban Pesach for an individual. So when the dust settles, he learns from the pasuk of Ish Sela Beis Avo Sela Bayis, a din of shlichas. That's how he learned shlichas from kachim by shchitas Korban Pesach. So says the Gemara Vayter now, Vela hodyamar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Now, that which Rav Gidol Amar Rav says, Minayin sheshlucho adam kamos, sheshlucho shel adam kamoso. How do we know that a shliach of a person is like the mishaleach? That if a person designates a shliach to do something, it's as if the mishaleach did it. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, v'nasi yechad, nasi yechad mimate. It says, so then the Gemara starts quoting a din of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, about how each of the Nesiim was zocha in certain portions of Eretz Yisrael on behalf of their constituents. So typically shlichas mehacha. So why don't we learn out shlichas from here? What does it mean from here? Why don't we learn it out from some combination of kachim and gittin, like we were saying yesterday in the Gemara? Why are you searching for a precedent for shlichas in Chalukas Eretz Yisrael? We already have here the din of shlichas by shchitas kachim, shchitas Korban Pesach, and by kedushin and get. So says the Gemara, v'tizbara, tahash lichasu. So says the Gemara, wait. Do you think that Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was really a din of shlichas? V'katanim lav b'nei shlichas ninu, but katanim are not b'nei shlichas. So it can't have worked. It couldn't have worked midin shlichas. Ella ki had the Rava bar Rav Huna, but it must work like the way Rava bar Rav Huna suggested. Amar Rava bar Rav Huna, amar Rav Gidol amar Rav. Minayin shezachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. How do we know that you could be zoche on behalf of somebody else, even outside the presence of that person? Shenemar v'nasi echad, nasi echad. Why? Because we know that when the Nesiim took a Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, they were zoche on behalf of their entire Shevet, even though their entire Shevet wasn't there. From there we learn, zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, that you can make a zchia in something even outside the presence of that person. So from our Gemara, there's a big machlokas generally, whether the Rishonim point out, there's a big machlokas generally whether zchia works mitam shlichus or not. Whether when we say zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav, that I could be mezaka in something, I can make a zchus in something on behalf of somebody else, does that work because I'm really de facto designated that person shliach, or does that work mitzad a different din? From here it's definitely mashma that zechiyah and shlichas work mitzad separate dinim, because the Gemara says over here, why don't we learn out shlichas from Chalukas Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara answers, well, no, because that wasn't shlichas, it was zechiyah. But if zechiyah worked mitam shlichas, you wouldn't be answering the question. You would just be shifting the question a little bit, but you wouldn't be answering it. So says the Gemara, back in the Gemara now, v'tizbara, says the Gemara, well, let me challenge you on the premise that this is an unmitigated zchus for the people who are taking a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. V'tizbara z'chus hu, is it really a z'chus? Hachov anami ika. But it's also possible that there was a chov. It could have been a chov for the person. It could have been a burden for the person to accept a certain specific tract of land in Eretz Yisrael. The ika d'nichale b'har v'lo nichale b'bika. Because there could be somebody who prefers a residence on a plot of Eretz Yisrael on a mountaintop and not in the valley. So not everybody got what they wanted. V'chani d'nichale b'bika v'lo nichale b'har. And there could be somebody who would prefer a residence or a plot of land in the valley and not up on the mountain. So how do we know? So how was this a schus? V'yela k'da rava baravuna. D'yama rava baravuna marav gidol amarami. Na'im li yisomim. How do we know that when yisomim shabo l'achlok b'nichsei aviyem, that when yisomim come to divide the nechasim of their father, shabaisdin mamidim lem apatrapus l'chov v'luschus, that basin can be mamid in apatrapus, that basin can be mamid in apatrapus for chov and schus. So says the Gemara, well, hang on a second. L'chov amai. Why in the world would Basin appoint a court administrator to oversee the distribution of an estate for Yesomim to be Mechayiv the Yesomim? What does that even mean? Why would the administrator do something against the interests of the Yesomim? So Ela L'chov al menas l'schus. It means to do something bad that ultimately on the whole is good. That Basin is able to appoint an apotropos to do that. How do we know that? So Tam Lomar v'nasi echad mimatetichachu. So from there we learn that nasi echad, that we learn that from the pasuk of nasi echad mimatetichachu. We learn that from the precedent of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi over here explains that Rava really learns two things from this, two things from the precedent of Chalukas Aretz. First, he learns the general din of Zechia, that we learn from Chalukas Aretz that when the Nasiim were taking portions of Eretz Yisrael on behalf of their Shvatim, they were not doing so midin Shlichus, they were doing so midin Zechia. But from there we learn only that there's a concept of schia when there's an unqualified benefit conferred on the person that you're being mezakeh on behalf of. But from the example of apotropos for yesomim, where the apotropos is acting in the interest of the yesomim, he learns that the settlement is binding not only if there's an unmitigated benefit, but even if it's l'chov almanas liskos, even if there are aspects of the settlement that the yesom is not happy with, even if there's something short of an unmitigated schos from the apotropos to the yesomim. We learn that zechia works. Even in that situation. Tosfa says, "What exactly are we talking about here? That the apotropos is doing something that's going to be lechov almanas l'schus." So Tosfa says he's not talking about going and blabbing his mouth saying that the Yesomim owe other people money, because that's an unmitigated chov for them, because maybe these other people who the Yesom's father owed money to would never realize that the Yesom's father owed money and would never collect from the Yesomim. So by the apotropos going and volunteering the Yesomim to repay, he's actually harming them. But Tosfa says what it means is, look, when you're actually trying to bring assets into the estate, even if the Yesomim might be dissatisfied with a certain aspect of what you're doing, as long as on the whole you're intending to benefit, that type of action can work midin zechia. So that's the, according to Rashi, the second halacha that Rava learned from here. So says the Gemara Vayter, two dots now. So Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Yesomim Shabo Lachlok B'nichsei Aviyim, Yesomim who come to divide the Nechasim of the father, based on Mamidim Lam Apotropos, the basin can be Mamid and Apotropos, an administrator, Uvor Lem Chelek Yafeh, and they choose for them a chelek yafeh. So what does it mean? What does it mean a chelek yafeh? So the reason that he has to choose a chelek yafeh, says the Ran, is because these people are yesomim. The yesomim that we're talking about stam are ketanim. Ketanim are la b'nei mechila. They can't be mochel if the guy does something that they don't like, and therefore the apotropos has to be careful to choose dafka a chelek yafeh to make sure it's something that the yesom will accept and won't have to be mochel on. So, but says the Gemara, that when they grow up, The Yisomim can make a macha, the Yisomim can object to the chelek that the apotropos selected for them. Rav Nachman Didayam, Rav Nachman on his own account says, for his own accord says, im higdilu einen icholam limchos, that when they grow up, they cannot be mocha, they cannot object, im kein makoch basin yafe, because if they were able to object, then what would basin be accomplishing already when they're appointing the administrator to divvy up the estate? If they could undo everything when they grow up, they could say, I didn't want this part, I wanted that chelek, the whole division of the estate, it's going to be a ruse. It's going to be meaningless. So says the Gemara. Umi yisleil Rav Nachman im kein makoach beisin yafa. Does Rav Nachman really subscribe to the notion of im kein makoach beisin yafa? Does he subscribe to the notion of letting acts of beis din stand even when they're not really appropriate, out of a concern that we don't want to undermine whatever beis din does? Vatnan, we learn like this. Shuma dayanim. A shum ha-dayanim, an estimate of dayanim. So what's a shum ha-dayanim? So Rashi explains, it's a case where a lover, where a borrower didn't repay a loan, or if he traveled far away, so the debt was uncollectible out of his liquid assets because the guy's not there. So what Beis Din can do is that Beis Din can appraise the guy's property and can then sell the guy's property and repay the obligation from that property which is sold. That's Shuma Dayanim. They could basically take an appraisal of the property. It's like if you were a secure creditor, you hold a mortgage on a house, you could sell the property and then collect the debt from the proceeds of sale. So that's what a Shuma Dayanim is. Now what happens if Beis Din messes up the appraisal? So Shuma Dayanim, Shepichsu Shtus, Oesiru Shtus, if they were 1/6, if they misappraised by a sixth, they were either a sixth too low or a sixth too high, Mechron Batal, then their sale is void, it's invalid, we're going to set it aside. Rav Shim Gamliel, Rav Shim Gamliel says, Mechron Kayim. Rav Shim Gamliel says that the sale is valid, because im kein makoach beisin yafa, if you're going to overturn the beis din sale in any situation where the appraisal was a little bit off, then you're undermining the power, you're undermining the koach of beisin. V'yemar Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Huna Bar Chinina says in the name of Rav Nachman, halacha kedivrei chachamim. So we have Rav Nachman saying that halacha is like the Tanakama, that in pichas ushtus or esir ushtus, then the mecher is kayam. And he disagrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that him came out koach beis in yafa. So we see Rav Nachman himself holds like the chachamim, he's not worried about makoach beis in yafa. So why over here, by the yisomim that were given the share of the estate by the apotropos, why is he afraid of makoach beis in yafa? Says the Gemara, lo kasha, it's not a kasha, ho de to, ho de lo to. Well, there's a big difference. When the apotropos gave the share of the estate to the yosom, he was stam dissatisfied. It's not like they made a mistake. So if you're stam dissatisfied, we're not going to let you void the act of the court-appointed administrator because im kein makoach beis in yafa. If you're going to tell me beis din made a mistake, then yeah, we have to be reasonable and we have to live up to the mistake that beis din made and we have to set it aside. So idelo tom ayicholam limchos. Wait. If the apotropos didn't make a mistake, why in the world would the Yisomim be able to be mocha? What are they objecting about? So says the Gemara, they're objecting yicholam limchos baruchos. What it means is that they're dissatisfied with the location, with the direction of their field, right? The Yisomim could say, I didn't want the field on the south side, I wanted the field on the north side because I have another field that's adjacent to that field. So it doesn't mean that they actually made a mistake. It means, by the by, they would have preferred a different location for their field. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. Two lines down on Membeis Amibes. So Amar Rav Nachman, so says Rav Nachman like this. Achen Shechalku, if brothers divide an estate, Harein Kilukukos, they are like Lukukos, and therefore, Pachos Mishtos, if there's a mistake that is less than of the value of a sixth of the asset which is being distributed, Nikne Mekach, it's like the Dinam of Ona. If the delta, if the difference is less than a sixth, then everything is valid. Yes, Aral Shtos, if it's more than a six, batala mekach, then it's bitel mekach. Shtus, if the mistake is exactly a sixth, kano machzura na, then your kone, then the transaction is valid, but you have to return the overage. So Amar Rava, so how de Amran, pachos mishtos nikne mekach, that which you said, that pachos mishtos nikne mekach, that the mekach stands if the mistake is less than a sixth, lo Amran, elad lo shavya shliach, that's only where they didn't appoint him as a shliach. Aval shavya shliach, but if he appointed him as a shliach, so if it was going to work midin shlichus and not midin apotropos, then Omar litzkune shadarticha velo la'avasi, that a shliach has to conform much more strictly to a specific set of guidelines and do only what's in the benefit, what's in the unmitigated benefit of his mishaleach, because then the mishaleach could say, I didn't appoint you to mess me over. But so the only time that we say if it's pachas mishtus that it's nikne mekach is only where it was medin and apatrapas, not where it was medin shliach. The other amran. Yeser mishtus bitul mekach, and that which we say that if the delta was more than a sixth, then the mekach is batul. Lo arman elad lo amar nifligan b'shuma debedina. That's only if they didn't say, let's abide by whatever the appraisal, however the based in appraisal turns out. Aval amar niflag b'shuma debedina, but if they do say, let's divide in accordance with the appraisal of Beistin, then mechran kayim. Then the mechar is going to be kayim, the mechar is going to stand, even if the delta is greater than a sixth. The Tanan, how do we know this? Shema dayanim shepichsu shtus o esiru shtus, that because it says shema dayanim shepichsu shtus o esiru shtus, where the delta is 1/6, mechran batol, Rav Shim Gamliel omer, mechran kayim. And Rav Shim Gamliel says that the mecher is kayim, and Rava holds and Rava is going to hold like Rav Shim Gamliel. The Ritva says you have to explain over here that even though Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel's specific statement of Mechran Kayam was made only where the delta was exactly a sixth. That said, Pichsu Shtus O Esiru Shtus Mechran Kayam. But Rava has to learn Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita to extend not only to a case where the delta was exactly a sixth, but even where it was more than a sixth. Because what he's trying to say now is that which we said, that if the delta is more than a sixth, Mechran is batel, that's only if they didn't say Shuma de Beidina. But if they said Shuma de Beidina, then according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, they agreed to abide by whatever appraisal based and concluded, even if it was erroneous. So V'han de Amran, now says the Gemara Vayter, V'han de Amran Shtus, and that which we said that if the delta is exactly a sixth, then the din is kana machzorana lo amrina lo amran ela b'metaltli. That's only by metaltlin, by movable items. Avo b'makarkoi, but by karka ein ona lekarkos. However, by karka there was no concept of ona. There was no concept of ona lekarkos. The reason that there's no concept of ona is because you could collect multiple times from the karka. You could collect and then you could sell it, and then you could have the karka go back into the guy's hands, and you could collect again. You could keep on collecting it. And again, over here, the Ritva says that that the concept of ein ona lekarkos applies not only to a case of exactly a sixth, the discrepancy of exactly a sixth, it applies to any of these discrepancies. The halacha would be ein ona lekarkos. So says the Gemara, ubemarkakoi lo amran ella depolog biiluya. And by karka, the only time we say in anola karkos, that's only when they make a mistake in the valuation. If they're making an appraisal and they make a mistake in evaluation, then we'll say in anola karkos. Aval palig bimishchasa, but if they're making a mistake in the measurement, then lo. Then we would apply anola karkos. Then we would apply some sort of concept of bitul mekach. Here the rabba, like rabba said, the yama rabba, kol davar shebemida v'shebemishkol v'shebeminyan, afilu pachas michteona nami chozer. Anything which is measured out and you mess up the measurement, even if the discrepancy is less than a sixth, you could void the mekach. And the Mefarshim explained the reason for this is that whenever a person is measuring value, we always assume that there's going to be a certain amount of inaccuracy. However, when you're actually measuring something with a rope or with a tape measure or with a scale, people assume 100% accuracy. And so if people assume 100% accuracy, you're not going to go with the flow. You're not going to deal with it even if they're slightly wrong. So there's a machlokas between the Rashba and Tosfos. It happens to be what happens if there is a discrepancy in the measurement. The Rashba says that the discrepancy has to be made whole, that basically you have to true up and you have to correct the measurement. Tosfa says that if there's any discrepancy in the measurement, then the entire mekach is batal. But what we see over here is inon ola karkos, but inon ola karkos only applies to a mistake in valuation, in appraisal. Doesn't apply to a mistake in measurement. So says the Gemara Vayter, Vaditnan, and that which we learn, Ashaleach es ha-be'ira, if a person sends a fire, b'yav chere shota v'katan, in the hands of a chere shota or a katan, pater medine adam, he's pater medine adam, v'chaye bedine shemayim. He's pater medine adam, and he's chaye bedine shemayim. Why is he chaye bedine shemayim? So the Me'iri explains that the shliach is incompetent, he's a chere shota and katan, and therefore he doesn't legally qualify as a shliach. And although the Meshaleach caused the Hezek because he's the one who sent the fire in the hands of the Shliach, we view it as a grumma for which only one is only chayiv medina shemayim, but he's not chayiv medina adam, and the shliach himself is obviously putter because the shliach is mentally incompetent. So says the Gemara though, but shilech b'yapikeach. So if, however, the mishaleach sends a fire in the hands of the pikeach, in the hands of a competent shliach, and the shliach then damages something, pikeach chayiv. Then the pikeach is going to be chayev. Va'amai, why is the pikeach chayev here? Why is the shliach chayev? Name a shlucha shladam kamoso. Why do we say that shlucha shladam kamoso? The mishaleach is sending the fire in the hands of the pikeach, so the mishaleach should be mechayev for whatever damage the pikeach does. As answers the Gemara, the famous principle, shani hasam, over there is different. The ain shliach ledvar avera, because there is no shliach ledvar avera. Why not? The amrinan, divrei arav, divrei atal, divrei mishomen, because we say divrei arav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomen. Who should you have listened to? There's a big machlokas rishonim here. What it means? There's a big machlokas rishonim over here. What it means by divrei arav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomen? Who is this? Who is this statement referring to? Is it referring to the shliach, that the shliach should know better and not carry out and not execute on the shlichus of the mishaleach because divrei arav, divrei talmud, divrei mishomin? Or is it going on the mishaleach that the reason that ain shliach ledvar avera is because the mishaleach knows that despite what he's telling the shliach, how in the world is the shliach going to do this? The guy's telling him to be over in avera. And therefore the mishaleach, when he's making the shliach, doesn't have a gemiras das to really make the shliach, because the mishaleach doesn't believe that the guy is ever going to do what he instructed him to do. So big machlokas rishonim, is it going from the perspective of the shliach or is it going from the perspective of the mishaleach? There's also a big machlokas here we don't have time to get into, about when we say ein shlichus ledvar avera, what does it mean? Is the action totally void, or does it mean that okay, the action is done, but you're over in avera? So again, two big machloksen over here. So says the Gemara Vayter. Anyway, we have to finish the daf. Adatanya shliach shlo asa shlichuso. We say by meila that a shliach who didn't do a shlichus, shliach mal, the shliach is mal. So what are we talking about over here? So over here we're talking about a case, says Rashi, that a person had mos of hektish, and he made a mistake. He thought that they were mos of chulin, and he gave them to a shliach to buy something, and the shliach goes and buys something. So when the shliach buys the thing, the shliach is mal and not the balabayas. But says the Gemara, Vadatanya shliach shloasa shlichuso. If the shliach didn't do a shlichus and he doesn't follow through with what the master wanted him to do, then shliach mal. But asa shlichuso. But if the shliach took the money like he was instructed to by the mishaleach and he bought the exact thing that the mishaleach told him he should buy, then balabayas mal. Then the balabayas is going to be mal, apparently because shlucho shladam kamoso. So says the Gemara, kiosa shlichuso de balabayas. Balabayas mi amal amai nema ein shliach ledvar avera. Says the Gemara, wait, if the balabayas tells a shliach go take the money and it turns out the money is money of hektish and go spend the money on XYZ and the shliach spends the money on XYZ, we say that the balabayas is mal. Why in the world is the balabayas mal? I ein shliach ledvar avera. Who's doing the avera? The avera should be the shliach is doing the avera. Therefore, the avera should be on the shliach, not passed back to the mishaleach. So says the Gemara, shani mi'ila di'alfi chet chet mitruma. Me'ila is different because we learn exer shava chet chet from truma. Ma truma mashvi shliach. Just like by truma we can appoint a shliach, af me'ila mashvi shliach. Also by me'ila we can appoint a shliach, and as long as the shliach does the shlichas of the balabayas, the liability, the culpability for that passes back to the mishaleach. V'nelef minei. So v'nelef minei. Okay. Well, why don't we learn then that generally yesh liach ledvar avera? Why are you telling me the general klal is ain shliach ledvar avera? Maybe from here I should know that the shlichus always is attributed back to the Mishaleach. So says the Gemara, Mishem Davi Mi'ila V'shlichas Yad Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad, because Mi'ila, where the act is attributed to the Mishaleach, and Shlichas Yad B'Pikadon, where the act is attributed to the Mishaleach, are Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. And anytime the Pasuk teaches me something Dafka twice, we cannot learn. Again, the theory is, we've been dealing with this over the past couple of days too, but the theory is that if the Torah wanted to teach me a general principle which applies broadly, it would have taught me the thing only once. If it's telling it to me twice, it's because it applies only in those specific instances. So Me'ila Hadi Amran. So Me'ila is that which we already said. Shlichas Yad Mahi. So what's the case of Shlichas Yad? Titania. Al Kol Dvar Pesha. What does it mean, Al Kol Dvar Pesha? Beishama Yom L'chayev Al HaMachshava. That the Shaleach Yabit Pikadon is Chayev, even if he only thinks to do something bad. Rashi says maybe it requires a little bit of deeper. Maybe it's Lav Davka that he just thinks. HaMachshava Kamaisa. Ubeisol Amram Em Chayev Ach, In Chayev Ach Yishalchu Bo Yad. Come on, you're not Chayev until you actually do the Shlichas Yad, until you actually appropriate the Pikadon for yourself. Shenemar Im Shlo Shalach Yado B'melechas Reyeyu. So Amar Beishama L'Beisilo, so says called Var Pesha. It's mashma, even machshava is you're liable for. So Amalam Besul Beishamai Velo Nemar Imlo Shalach Yadav Mlechas Rayeu Amma Imlo Shalach Yadav Mlechas Rayeu. It also says that you're only liable for action. So Amru Beishamai Le Besul Im Kain Al Kod Var Pesha Lamali. If I'm only liable for action, what does that mean? Al Kod Var Pesha Sheyachol Ein Lo Ein Li Elahu. So I might think Besul says he answers like this. I might think that only he is chayev. Amar La Avdo Shlucha Minayin. How do you know that he's chayev if he directs his eved or shliach to do something? Tamalomar al kol dvar pesha. So hanicha lebeisilos. So says the Gemara again. Hanicha. I only know that shlichas yad is teaching me that the action is passed back and is attributable to the mashaleach according to beisilos. Elo lebeishamai demukmi lelahai krabem machshava kamaisa nelef minay. So, but according to beishamai, he learns this pasuk to teach me that I'm chayev for machshava just like I'm chayev for Maisa. He doesn't learn this pasuk to teach me that the Mishaleach is chayev. Why don't we learn from Me'ila that every act of an Avera is passed back to the Mishaleach? So says the Gemara, Mishem Davi Me'ila Tvicha Mechira Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad V'Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Tomorrow we'll pick up from discussing why Me'ila, we already know the pasuk, but what the pasuk is by Tvicha Mechira that renders this Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echad. Wishing everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. To those on YU Torah, we'll be back on the first day Chol HaMoed, and for those here, we'll be back, God willing, tomorrow.